this will affect the homebound seniors who are currently receiving the home-delivered meals from Project Now. The change is that we have a new meal provider who will be delivering the meals. We will currently, until September 30th, we would deliver meals, hot meal to their home every day, Monday through Friday, between the hours of 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The change, effective October 1st, is that they will now be receiving their meals in bulk via a delivery service, and they will be delivered 10 meals every 2 weeks to their home. And then these meals are already prepared, packaged, sealed, and they are not frozen meals. They're refrigerated meals. And you would just, you know, read the instructions on the box on how to heat up your meal. And it's got the expiration date on there, all the nutrition facts. This new meal provider is called Mom's Meals. And they make the food for us, and they deliver for us. What I like about this program is that after a couple of weeks, the customer can choose their own meals. That way they can choose what they want to eat and what they like to eat. Mom's Meals has over 30 different meals that they can choose from, and they have special diets that they can work with you on it. We will still have contact with our seniors out there. We're going to be calling them weekly, checking up on them, making sure that they are still eating these meals, that they like these meals, and if they need any assistance with these meals. What we can do is these boxes, they can weigh 15 to 20 pounds. And so we're asking our seniors, we've been calling them, we've been sending out letters. We're going to put it in our newsletter. We're letting the seniors know, if you need assistance with carrying that box inside your home, let us know, and we can purchase a trolley for you so you can roll in the box into your home. Because, you know, some of our homebound seniors are disabled or may not be able to lift or bend down and things like that. So we've been definitely calling our seniors, making sure that they can do these things, because it's new. It's a change in the program, and it's going to require some assistance on their part too. Also, they need to have a working microwave, so we've been calling everybody. So far, everybody has a working microwave. One so far didn't, but we were able to have a very generous donation from the Mercer County Senior Center, and they will be providing that microwave for us, which is great. So it's all about teamwork. We've been trying to communicate it with everybody out there. This meeting on Wednesday, it's going to be for the seniors, for customers, for any organizations who wants to know more about the program, more about the change, and if they have any questions, I'm going to be there to answer them.
And then, so I guess, so right now they're delivered one, like, meal, one hot meal a day. So is it just a matter of a new, I mean, I guess what necessitated the change with the provider? Was it a budgetary thing or just going in a different direction, I guess?
It's both. We want to be able to provide as many meals as we can to the seniors who need them. Unfortunately right now we have a waiting list of 108 seniors who are wanting to get into the home-delivered meals program with Project Now. And with Project Now, we have the home-delivered meals in Rock Island County and Mercer County. And so what we're trying to do is pretty much try to get people off of that waiting list and get them accepted into the program, because we know that this need exists. And, you know, due to the budget, we have limited funding. And this approach will help us towards helping more seniors in Rock Island and Mercer counties.